Business is conditional use number 1713 Keith Smith. It's not a public hearing, sir. I'm sorry. Give him a minute.
I don't want to.
I got one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are still in session. I appreciate that you all showed up, but as you're leaving, I'd appreciate if you would be quiet.
Mr. Chairman, this item was deferred after the 19th, 2010 special meeting. This is a two-part request for this agenda item. First request is for a one-year time extension. Conditional use for storage buildings was approved April 1st of 2008. The commission granted a one-year time extension on November 12th of 2009, retroactive to the anniversary date of the approval. This is the second
request.
Excuse
me, Mr. Abbott. Gentlemen, in the back of the room, we're still in session. All right, so go ahead.
This is the second request for an extension and the last that the commission has the authority to grant. If you were to grant an extension, it would be retroactive to the anniversary date of approval, and that approval would be valid until April 1st of 2011. The second request is for the preliminary site plan approval for commercial storage buildings. All the buildings are currently built. There are four 30 by 40 foot buildings, a 10 by 20 foot shed, a 24 by 27 foot building, and a 22 foot by 30 foot building with a 10 by 20 carport. The conditional use was approved with 11 conditions. Those conditions are referenced on the site plan. We did receive a revised site plan showing the required vegetative buffers along the adjacent property lines to screen the buildings and the dumpster location. If the commission were favorable towards the site plan, preliminary approval could be granted with the stipulation that final could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals. That's all I have on this, unless you have any questions.
Mr. Chairman, two motions.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Chairman, regarding the first request, which was for a time extension, my motion is for the commission to grant that time extension, with that time extension being valid until April 1 of 2011.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to grant the time extension for conditional use number 1713 Keith Smith as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, before we act on this second site plan, I noticed that they are proposing Leland cypress trees, and pretty much everybody's moving away from them without getting too much, because they're not healthy. They just don't hold up in the region. So I don't know if there's some way that we can recommend that they choose some other tree or talk to maybe Department of Ag, forestry, to get a listing of trees that are more appropriate.
Okay, or is that within the scope of our authority?
Yeah.
Okay, then you want to add that to your motion?
Would it please the commission to propose this as, or to make a motion for approval of this as a preliminary and a final, with the final subject to staff receiving all agency approvals? Or do you think we? It's the request of this just for a preliminary. They could come back with, we could approve this as a preliminary, and we could look at the landscape plan again. Perhaps the applicant would be able to
address that.
Yeah.
I know, Mr. Smith, sometimes we will grant preliminary approval with the final being subject to the staff receiving all the approval, so it doesn't have to come back before us if it's just a matter of the landscaping plan and having them contact the state forester or whatever the official office is called as to using native trees.
It's certainly not a major issue. It's just a selection of the.
Yeah, I think you could just condition your motion upon them furnishing a site plan with an acceptable species, and that can be determined by the staff.
Okay. But if Department of Ag accept the waivers.
They'll have, yeah, they'll have a list. They have a canned list that they give everybody.
State Forest Service has that, yeah.
Okay. Live in Cypress.
No, they, I mean, they've taken them off. Number one, they're not really, you know, native to the area. And number two, they have an issue with getting sick, ills, funguses and stuff. And then they topple over in the wind. And yeah. So there's a number of reasons.
I just want to make sure we don't say, you know, they have to go to the Department of Agriculture. And then the Department of Agriculture says they're okay. That's why.
They can just contact them as an informational source, I think.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chairman, regarding this preliminary site plan of the applicant, conditional use number 1713 Key Smith, my motion is for approval as a both a preliminary and a final, with the final approval being subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals and a landscaping plan that shows native buffers, as would be the type so recommended by Delaware Department of Agriculture.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 1713 Keith Smith as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits and of receipt of site plan showing acceptable species to the state forester. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.